Welcome to this audio recording. I'm Andrew Gill, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. With our services in Bray being cancelled today, and with many others making the safe choice not to come out to church, we wanted to make this sermon available to you. And we pray that wherever you may be listening to it, it will be of a blessing and an encouragement. James chapter 4, verses 13 to 15 says, "Now listen, you who say, 'Today or tomorrow we will go to this city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money.' Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, 'If it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.'" I have read those verses many times. I've studied them and I have preached on them. But yet the events of this week has brought new light to the eternal wisdom that these verses speak of. Because tomorrow is always uncertain, and today is always a gift. And while we cannot control what will happen tomorrow, we can choose how we live today. This week has been unprecedented, and I've never experienced anything like it. This new disease has spread all over the globe, and the number of people becoming infected is growing rapidly. It has been all over the news, and I imagine it has dominated much of your conversations. And this week we have watched how people react and how governments respond. But what about us? As Christians, how do we react? As believers in Jesus, how should we respond? We've heard the speeches made by world leaders, the discussion of the media, the analysis of the experts. But this morning is about reminding ourselves about what God says. And I believe that the Bible gives us three ways that we should respond to this crisis. We should first hold on to faith. Second, we should act with wisdom. And thirdly, we should show kindness. Hold on to faith, act with wisdom, and show kindness. So first of all, let us consider how we can hold on to faith. Because the response of many has been fear and panic. And you see the evidence of this when you go to the supermarket and there's empty shelves everywhere. People are worried about the uncertainty of tomorrow. But do you know what their most repeated command in the Bible is? Do not be afraid. Over and over again, all through the Bible, God is constantly telling his people, don't worry. But whenever that command to not be afraid comes in every occurrence, it is almost always accompanied by either a promise or a reminder of God's character. The Bible doesn't just say, don't be afraid, but it gives us a reason why we shouldn't be afraid. That it is because of who God is that we can have courage. It is because of what he has promised he will do that we don't need to be afraid. So I say to you, hold on to your faith. But you say, yes, that sounds great, but what exactly does that mean? What does it mean to hold on to faith? Well, it means to lift our eyes from the problem to focus on who God is and to trust in his promises. Take Psalm 91, for example. It shows us how to hold on to faith. And I encourage you to read over that psalm again in the coming days. We don't know a whole lot about who wrote this psalm or the exact circumstances of what was happening. But from reading it, it seems to suggest that the author was in a time of war and a time of plague. That almost there was an enemy outside and there was an epidemic inside. But the psalmist is not focused on the pestilence. The psalmist is focused on praise. For he says, if you trust in God, if you hold on to faith, if you make God your refuge, then you don't need to fear the terror that falls at night or the arrows that fly by day. Because God promises to be with us in times of trouble and to rescue those and to honor those that put their faith in him. God is a good God. God is a big God. Our God makes giants fall to the ground. Our God shut the mouths of lions. Our God parts the sea to make a way. Our God is the healer of disease. He calms the storm and he opens the eyes of the blind. Our God gives life to the dead. He will protect us so we don't need to be afraid because we can hold on to faith. We need to hold on to faith. And secondly, we need to act with wisdom. You see, faith maximizes the deliverance of God over the threat. But we don't need to minimize the danger that that threat brings. So God is a big God, but that doesn't mean that our problems are small by themselves. They're only small in comparison to his greatness. And so while faith, we believe in a rescue, but we need wisdom to deal with the reality. Because this new threat is real. And I believe it to be dangerous. This is a serious matter. So while our faith is trusting in God, it doesn't mean that we dismiss the problem. So we need wisdom. We need to be careful. We need to take all the precautions we are being told to take. We need to listen to the advice and the guidance. We don't want to be like the man on his roof in a flood. Do you know that old story? There's a man who's in his house and he hears on the radio a news report saying there's a very big storm coming, you need to evacuate your house. And the man says, my faith will protect me. And so it starts to rain and the floods come into his house. And a man in a rowboat comes along a few days later and says, hop in, I'll bring you to safety. And the man replies, my faith will protect me. The flood waters continue to rise and he's sitting on his roof. And a helicopter comes over and shouts down to him and says, hop onto the rope and I'll bring you to safety. And the man replies, my faith will protect me. And the man drowns and he goes to God and he's angry in heaven and he says, God, why didn't you rescue me? I prayed to you. I thought my faith would protect me. And God replies, I sent you a news report. I sent you a man in a rowboat and finally a helicopter. What are you doing here? We need to hold on to faith, but we also need to act wisely. God is giving us guidance. He's given us a way that we should respond to this. We need to listen to that. Yes, be faithful, but also act wisely. And thirdly, we need to show kindness. I hope that we emerge out of this crisis as a better society. Let's not blame other countries, but let's be gracious that they are suffering for those that are suffering worse than us. Don't be selfish. Look for ways that you can help your neighbor and practically care for those in need. If your plans get cancelled this week, then pick up your phone and talk to somebody that is maybe alone or isolated or is needing help. If someone is not able to get to the shops, ask them if there's something that you can just go and drop to their door. This is a time where we need to be looking after and caring for others. And also remembering that all over the world, this is not the only disease that there is. Thousands of people are dying from malaria each day. This week, people will be diagnosed with terminal cancer. Our world needs our care, our world needs our love, and our world needs our kindness and compassion. Not just for 2 weeks, not just for a few days, but all the time. This is a hurting world, and we always need to be showing kindness to those that are in need. And also, don't keep your hope to yourself. Use your words to encourage others, to help them to look for God's help. If you have a friend who's worried, offer to pray for them. Share a verse with them. If you have a hope, then offer that hope to other people as well. Psalm 91, verse 1 to 2 says, "You who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, 'My refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust.'" Hold on to hope. Act with wisdom. Show kindness. Let us pray. Lord, we know that this situation was not a surprise to you, and that you are sovereign and powerful and able to do immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine. So we bring this outbreak to you and ask you to move in your power and bring a swift resolution. Lord, thank you that you are our refuge and strength and our ever-present help in times of trouble. Thank you that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. We pray for all those who are currently battling with fear. Will you pour out your love, which casts out all fear to them? And where we see fear increasing, would you bring your peace to calm the storm? Lord, we ask that you would protect us and stop the spread of this virus. We particularly bring to you those we know who are vulnerable and scared, who are frail, sick, or at increased risk. We pray your peace and protection over them today, and show us if there are specific ways that we can help them at this time. We ask that you would draw near to those who are living in coronavirus hotspots and those currently in isolation. May they know your presence in the isolation, peace in the turmoil, and patience in their waiting. Lord, you are the comforter. We pray for those who are grieving after the sudden loss of a loved one from this virus. May they know your comfort, presence, strength, and hope. Lord, we pray for all our medical professionals as they deal with the pressure of this situation. Give them resilience, protection, strength, energy, wisdom, and compassion for those they are caring for. We pray for the researchers working on a cure. Give them wisdom, clarity of mind, and breakthroughs in their work. Lord, we pray for all our world leaders, national governments, the World Health Organization, and for all our local leaders, the heads of schools, hospitals, and other institutions. You have positioned them for such a time as this. Grant them wisdom in their decision making and the ability to communicate truth and the strength to sustain vital institutions in this difficult time. We pray that truth, not fear, will be communicated through our media and throughout our nation. Lord, may we as the church rise up to be your voice, to speak truth, to bring peace to troubled hearts, to show faith, wisdom, and compassion to those around us, and to point people to you. Lord, may this situation cause people to turn to you and to find you in a new and deeper way. May your will be done, and may your kingdom come on this earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Thank you for listening to this audio message from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. I hope that it was a blessing and an encouragement to you today. For more, please go to our website, standrewschurchblackrock.ie.